Last night in Atlanta, the Arizona Diamondbacks' Randy Johnson pitched a perfect game against the Atlanta Braves in their own Turner Field. At the age of 40, he is the oldest ever to have accomplished this ultimate pitching rarity. Greg Schulte of News Radio KTAR in Phoenix, Arizona, described the last out in last night's game.
26 up, 26 down, two outs in the ninth, and now everybody at Turner Field on their feet. Johnson looks in. He's got his side, the big unit ready. And the 2-2 pitch. He struck him out. Perfection, Randy Johnson. A perfect game on this Tuesday night, May 18th. And his teammates rush onto the field to mob the big unit.
This was just the 17th time in the history of Major League Baseball that a perfect game was pitched. To help us get a sense of the magnitude and the difficulty of this feat, we've invited Alan Barra back onto the program. He's the author most recently of Brushbacks and Knockdowns, the greatest baseball debates of two centuries, and he joins us now from his home in South Orange, New Jersey. Good to talk with you again, Alan.
Nice to be here.
So 17 times over more than a century is pretty rare, but in addition to the stars and the heavens being aligned, what has to go right to throw a perfect game?
Oh, not only do you have to be perfect, everything has to be aligned for you. All of the umpires' calls, all of the plays by your teammates, not merely great plays, but think of the pressure. Think of the pressure if you're in the field and it's the eighth inning and there's a difficult shot, say, to your right or left, or a little squib hit in the infield, if you're the shortstop or third baseman. Normally you might say, well, gee, I'll glove that and take my chances on throwing to first base, even if I don't get him, but I won't take a chance on barehanding the ball and messing it up. But if you're playing for a perfect game, you have to make that barehanded stab, or you have no chance of preserving that perfect game. So the pressure is on everybody. I'd say the pressure is almost as unbearable for the players in the field, the position players, because you have to stand there and wait and just hope, just pray the ball doesn't hit to you.
There is all kinds of baseball taboo and mojo attached to what goes on during a no-hitter or a perfect game. Nobody talks to the pitcher, for example.
Oh, that's you don't say anything at all. Don Larsen, though, was very funny about this. Don Larsen was the mediocre for most of his career Yankees pitcher who pitched a perfect game in the World Series, and he always insisted that you should talk about it. It lets the pressure up. And I thought, well, he's right. The pressure just builds up and builds up when nobody says anything, because everybody knows what's going on anyway. Who knows? We might have had a few more perfect games if people had just talked about it.
Now, the last one wasn't all that long ago.
David Cohn. David Cohn pitched one in July 18, 1999.
And
David Wells from the Yankees the year before. So there have been... in recent years, let's say it's just a tad, just a touch, easier to pitch a perfect game than it used to be, because in the older days, the idea was to make contact all the time, to simply hit the ball. And today, with so many big swingers in the lineup, it's a little bit easier to get strikeouts and
pop-ups. Yeah,
batting. Yeah, it's a bit easier, but only a bit.
How much harder statistically is it to pitch a perfect game than pretty hard itself, a no-hitter?
I believe someone told me it was six or seven times harder to pitch a perfect game. And, of course, you also have the factor of errors in a ball game. And remember that I said this. Sooner or later, somebody's going to pitch an otherwise perfect game that is ruined on an error, a ground ball or some pitch, a dropped pop-up or something.
There's a couple of pretty controversial ones, and one not unlike that. As I recall, Babe Ruth, when he was pitching for the Boston Red Sox, started a game. The first batter reached base, I think, on a walk, and Ruth got into an argument, got thrown out of the game by the umpire. His replacement came in and retired, got a double play and got everybody else out, but did not get credit for a perfect game.
And there's a worse one than that. I think one of the great injustices in baseball history, in 1959, a Pittsburgh pitcher, Harvey Haddix, pitched 12 perfect innings. 12 perfect innings and lost in the 13th inning and did not get credit, whether he did at the time get credit for a perfect game, and now they've revised the rules and taken that away from him. I think that's absolutely outrageous. You wake up 20 years later and find out you didn't pitch the greatest game in baseball history.
It was still the greatest game in baseball history. It's just not a perfect game.
Well, it just wasn't perfect. You know, you might argue he pitched a perfect game in a third. In fact, he did pitch a perfect game in a third.
How about a pluperfect game?
He's in a class by himself there.
Alan Barra, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Alan Barra's latest book is Brushbacks and Knockdowns, The Greatest Baseball Debates of Two Centuries. He joined us from his home in South Orange, New Jersey.